Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 24th, 2025, through Friday, November 28th, 2025. Monday, November 24th, 2025. Former casino accounts payable manager sentenced for embezzlement and tax fraud. Michael Anthony Hauser, formerly of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, was sentenced to 70 months in prison for one count of theft concerning programs receiving federal funds and 36 months in prison for one count of tax fraud. Hauser was also ordered to pay $17,337,949.50 in restitution to Muscogee Creek Nation and $8,205,834 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service. According to investigators, between July 2016 and February 2024, while serving as a manager for the Muscogee Creek Nation Gaming's Operation Authority Board, later known as the Muscogee Nation Gaming Enterprises, LLC, Hauser embezzled and obtained by fraud property owned by the Muscogee Creek Nation. Through this scheme, Hauser embezzled $29,907,436.07, which represented funds owned by and under the care, custody, and control of the Muscogee Creek Nation and its agencies, all programs receiving federal funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. Arrest aimed at dismantling a transnational fraud organization in Operation Silver Shores. Federal law enforcement officers made arrests across the United States in California, Texas, and Florida following the indictment of more than 20 members of a transnational criminal organization charged with conspiring to commit wire fraud and money laundering. According to court documents, Operation Silver Shores, an investigation into a sophisticated transnational fraud organization operating out of the United States and several countries in Latin America, resulted in the arrests of 15 individuals responsible for stealing more than $30 million from mostly elderly American victims. According to U.S. Attorney Eric Grant, the indictment exposes a telemarketing scam that deliberately targeted our vulnerable elderly citizens and yielded more than $30 million in devastating financial losses to victims across the country. All defendants in the case are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, November 26, 2025. Owner of money laundering service business unlawfully residing in the United States pleads guilty to conspiracy to launder drug proceeds. Brenda Lily Barrera Orentes, the owner and operator of La Popular, a money service business with locations in Oregon and Washington, pleaded guilty to conspiring to launder drug trafficking proceeds. According to court documents, Barrera Orentes operated La Popular stores in Hillsboro, Beaverton, Woodburn, Odell, and Canby, Oregon, as well as in Vancouver, Washington. From August 1, 2024 through November 1, 2024, La Popular stores sent over $4.2 million in wire transfers to places in Mexico. During the same time period, Barrera Orentes and other co-conspirators accepted $49,500 in cash represented as drug proceeds and laundered the funds through La Popular stores. Barrera Orentes charged a 10% commission to help launder the money. Barrera Orentes admitted that when she wired these funds, she used false sender information, structured wire transfers into smaller amounts, and used different La Popular stores to help conceal the drug proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, November 27, 2025. Ringleader sentenced to multi-million-dollar fraud operation which saddled victims with crushing debt. Stephen Tetsuya Morizano, a.k.a. Jeff Lucien, pleaded guilty March 5th to 34 counts to include conspiracy to commit bank fraud, wire fraud, mortgage fraud, and conspiracy to make false statements to the Federal Trade Commission and obstruction of an official proceeding. Morizano was sentenced to a total of 121 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. At the hearing, the court heard additional evidence that Morizano recruited his brother-in-law, Albert Lim, a.k.a. Ted Chen, and longtime friend, David Best, to participate in the scheme. Together, they operated through a company called Jeff Funding, which carried out a nationwide fraud involving falsified loan applications, shell companies, straw buyers, and fraudulent credit repair services connected to numerous businesses in Spring, Texas. They also used straw buyers to acquire homes, collecting millions in rent and pandemic-era assistance while failing to pay the mortgages, which resulted in foreclosures. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, November 28, 2025. Oklahoma cryptocurrency investment firm founder sentenced to 5 years in prison for defrauding investors in $9.4 million Ponzi scheme. Travis Ford was sentenced to 60 months in prison and ordered to pay over $1 million in forfeiture and over $170,000 in restitution for his leading role in a cryptocurrency investment fraud conspiracy. According to court documents and admissions, Travis Ford, 36, of Glenpool, Oklahoma, was the CEO, co-founder, and head trader of Wolf Capital Crypto Trading, LLC, a cryptocurrency investment firm that raised $9.4 million from approximately 2,800 investors. From at least January 2023 through at least August 2023, Ford solicited investments through the company website and other social media and internet-based promotion activities. Ford held himself out as a sophisticated trader, able to deliver high returns of 1% to 2% per day, approximately 547% per year. As part of his guilty plea, Ford admitted that he did not believe those promised investment returns were possible to achieve consistently. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.